little construction going on here.
In January, a new healthcare facility opened in Centerville that focuses on individualized supportive care services to people living with chronic illness. On a recent tour of the 36,000 square foot facility called Pure Healthcare, President Anthony Evans told me their mission includes maximizing their clients' quality of life and empowering them to thrive and succeed.
A lot of factors impact people's ability to age in place and stay at home where they want to be when they're facing chronic conditions. We just want to give them more tools and better tools to really be more proactive and look upstream, as it were, and kind of engage them earlier in the disease process and give them better tools and interventions in the community.
Joining us on the tour was Dr. Chirag Patel, Chief Medical Officer for Pure Healthcare, who described how their role is to bridge the gap in service that patients can experience when they seek long-term chronic pain management. He also said the palliative care facility is an offshoot of hospice.
So this facility is just an evolution of that, is again bringing in even more talent and other, even more holistic principles to be able to create a plan of care for the folks that we serve, to make sure that every aspect of what they consider to be burdensome is addressed. So we still have very robust palliative physical services, which is what I do, symptom management, pain, nausea, anxiety, shortness of breath, with, again, a stronger behavioral program. So we can do a lot more group counseling, pharmacology, those type of things to help support a person when they have clinical depression or anxiety. We're adding other features, as I'll show you as we walk through. A person who has functional decline because of their chronic illness, people get weaker, get more tired, get more disabled. How can we help support that person so they can stay independent and mobile, to stay home and stay functional?
You say you saw the need for an organization like this stemming from hospice care. Can you describe some of the situations that were taking place that made it a challenge for hospice?
Hospice is great. That's our heritage and always will be a part of our foundation. But as we have learned and people realize that palliative medicine is not hospice medicine. So, use the same principles, which are holistic, multidisciplinary, team engagement. But, folks are getting afraid of that word, right? People will Google palliative and see all kinds of hospice stuff. And again, I'm not threatened by that, but a lot of the folks in the community are. So we felt that it was time to push a little further away from our heritage. Again, never forgetting about who we are, but understanding that, in order to serve and to build a model of care that's going to be as comprehensive as we plan it to be, we have to create some separation. I will never forget, the things I've learned as a hospice, clinician, but as a palliativist, as a population health, individual, I think we can serve more and help, fill in some gaps, that this community and many communities across the country have.
With this new approach to healthcare, are there any challenges with regard to healthcare coverage for the services you're providing?
The exciting thing about House Bill 286 is it allows that inpatient palliative care to occur. So we think it's a great tool that clinicians haven't had until now, but we haven't really described a payment or reimbursement structure for it yet in the state of Ohio. So that's something we're actively working with payers today to talk about how we could utilize this service for them to improve outcomes and, again, provide community-based support. So still to be determined how we cover some of this. It could be within a population model where we assume some risk or shared savings for a population that we're able to engage and help navigate the system and reduce costs. So a lot of dynamics with that, but again, had some great conversations with payers about models upcoming that we could be used to be reimbursed the service.
Both of you mentioned the House bill. Can you give me an overview of that?
Sure. And what it allows is for hospice licensed facilities to provide inpatient palliative care to non-hospice patients. So really it allows a framework of inpatient care for chronic conditions and symptom management, which again really hasn't been defined. It's a brand new tool for clinicians, and the state of Ohio is really at the forefront of kind of defining that from a regulatory standpoint. As we mentioned earlier, there's a lot of factors that impact an individual and the family's ability to age in place in the community. And one of those is a term that we use a lot, which is called social determinants of health. And why we emphasize this being a community-based care management model is we really need to do a better job as a health system to assess those social determinants. These are things like access to healthy food, transportation, formal and informal supports. There's a lot of factors that impact, again, an individual's ability to remain in the community. So we want to make sure that we're, again, very comprehensive and holistic in the model as we build that longitudinal care plan, assess not just medical needs but also behavioral health needs, counseling needs, nutritional needs, functional needs, really across the continuum of care for individuals.
Pure Healthcare President Anthony Evans and Dr. Chirag Patel, Chief Medical Officer, on a tour of their new facility in Centerville. The building's decor and its amenities are designed to make people suffering from chronic illness as comfortable as possible. It features a small spa, large comfortable rooms for the clients who may stay there, and other amenities like a full kitchen, dining area, and a small bistro. Two of the three floors are still under construction, but Pure Healthcare is expected to be fully operational this spring. You can find out more about them at purehealthcare.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. This is WISO Weekend.